Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm on here on my, they said I want an iPad. I filled everything out, but I don't have my car number right now. Is there a way that I can come back into that and put my car number on it?
Yes, ma'am. You should be able to.
It was free, right?
Okay, now we do service multiple online merchants, so I don't know exactly which one of the sweepstakes that you're referring to. So what you'll have to do is when you go back on that site, make sure you view their terms and conditions, and it should give you all the information that you need for that sweepstake.
Yeah, it said it was free. I just had to pay 2.5%. No, $2.50 for shipping and handling. But then it, at the end of it, says they want me to send my car number.
Okay, so that's the basic information that's on the website. The terms and conditions will actually be, the rest of the information will be present under the actual terms and conditions, which should be present on that web page as well.
Okay.
To fully explain that sweepstakes, everything that, you know, goes with it.
Okay, now T-Mobile was the one that sent this to me saying that I won because I, from being on the line, internet, whatever.
Okay, yeah. With T-Mobile, they will send like a survey or like you win type thing, but it won't be T-Mobile that you would go through to actually handle that sweepstakes. It will be whoever is over the sweepstakes that will handle it, the customer service for it. So that's why I said to make sure you go back on the website and view their terms and conditions. Even though it was T-Mobile that sent it to you, it's still a different merchant entirely that's over it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.